B-Pod Studios.
Welcome back.
I hope you've had a good weekend.
I know it's Tuesday, but it feels like Monday.
Okay, but it is Tuesday.
Then get back to work.
What for?
We have a lot of work to do.
And less time to do it.
And before you know it,
the weekend's here.
Yeah, but it's still just
Tuesday, right?
Yes, it is.
I'm going back to bed.
You can't!
Because it's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Happy Tuesday. If you were off yesterday, it feels like Monday, but it's Tuesday, and you're still lucky you're winning because we were here yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
Feels like Tuesday to me. How about you?
It sure does.
Yes, it does. And let's agree to retire because it's only October 15th. Mm-hmm. The candy polls that are out there for Halloween candy favorites. Can we retire them after I do this?
Yes.
This will be the last one.
Okay, good.
You're ever going to need.
I mean, it's just candy. It's all good.
Right?
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth. You just got to, you shook down some guy for
yeah,
it.
Exactly.
Move on.
You came to the house. You ring the doorbell, ring ding, and then we let you have free candy. Okay, here it is. From Retail Me Not, they found a survey. People's top choice is M&M's.
Yeah, no.
They beat out last year's winner, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
They've been reigning 1%.
Champs. Yeah, the champ went down.
Mm-hmm.
Kit Kat came in third, followed by Snickers. Here's where it goes wrong.
Okay.
Candy corn in fifth.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's where it went wrong.
It's awful.
So Skittles bumped to six. So
really? There's no Mounds bar on that list? That's
no,
my favorite.
No, these are the top.
Never going to be on the top of a list.
I feel like it's just the candy that no one pays attention to.
Is that with the that's Almond Joy?
No, Almond Joy is with that. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. I
feel like a nut.
Nope.
Like, usually I do. Yep.
Oh, it's so good.
Who does a survey of just six?
It's a lazy person.
Right, you do five for ten. They just stopped at six.
Let's stop right here.
So are we good? Yeah. You don't need any more
surveys?
All right,
we're good. Thank
it's
you.
Free, like you said, LBF.
It's for me.
But if I had to choose, it would be peanut M&Ms, and then we're done.
Okay.
Am All I right. right?
Yeah, you're right. They are far superior to the
regular.
Plain M&M.
The peanut butter M&Ms are
Oh, here we go.
But isn't that a Reese's Pieces?
Maybe it's
not. No, it's not.
Okay.
Yeah, is it a Reese's Pieces rip?
Mm-hmm.
No?
It's kind of a rip, isn't it?
It's derivative.
No.
It is derivative, Bob.
It is.
Nope.
Yes.
You know, totally different.
Maybe we will not retire the survey.
I've never heard a candy described as derivative,
no,
but I enjoy it.
I feel like it's derivative.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. Now, the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. And three cool things you should know.
Yes, coming up, I'm going to play for you the... I'm not saying this is the coolest family introduction on Wheel of Fortune. They go around the room.
Yes.
And this guy is probably still in trouble, in case you missed it last night.
He should be in jail.
He could be. LBF, what do you have?
You won't believe how much you spend each month on impulse purchases. I mean, it's...
You don't
staggering.
Want to know. Each month?
Each month.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay. Brian?
I need everyone's help to try to figure out how I can feed my family.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
All right.
Okay. Go ahead, LBF.
All right. So, you know, you're online. You're on Amazon. You're
I'm on there right now.
Oh, I love that. Oh, I love that. And it's just so easy. One-click purchase. So it comes to your house 2 days later. It's like Santa. And it's costing us a lot of money. The average American spends $2,429 a year on impulse purchases. That's about $200 a month, and we regret most of them.
Most of them? Is that right?
And it only takes an average of 9 hours before we start feeling guilty. Fact.
Wow.
I've done this recently.
Yeah, on what?
On just everything, like boots and a sweater and maybe something that is in my basket at Amazon right now that I may regret.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So what you usually buy is clothing, food, shoes, drinks at bars. That's bizarro to me because I always
go in. Anyone regrets that?
Yeah. One, that anybody regrets it. And two, that you don't go, like, that's not an impulse purchase. I go in there knowing full well I'm going to be ordering a drink at a bar. So, and jewelry. So, there you go.
It's the second, the third, and the fourth that are the impulse. Maybe.
Well, yeah, not the fourth. I mean, maybe a third.
Okay, good.
No,
all
monster.
Right, well, that's good to know. Good to know. All right, what's cool, Brian?
Well, I actually asked my Facebook friends yesterday, because I've been seeing this everywhere, and I feel like I'm the only one that doesn't have one at this point, because every night, you know, I have to... We have to feed the family.
No, yeah,
isn't it ridiculous?
These kids, I don't tell you, you have to feed them constantly, like three times a day.
Yeah.
So A bunch of my friends have like the Instant Pot, the Instapot.
Never heard of it.
And I'm like, I posted last night. Should I? What do you think? Should I get an Instapot? Do you have one? Do you
what
like it?
What is the Instapot?
It's a, basically, it's like a pressure cooker, but it does all these different things.
Like crock pot?
So it can do crock pot thing, but it can also like cook like a hunk of meat in like 6 minutes.
Wow, that's nice.
Really?
So
yeah.
So you want to know whether you should get one.
Like, is it worth it or is it just another useless appliance that I'm just going to throw downstairs with my bread maker, my juicer, and
your quesadilla maker?
Yeah,
got it.
You know, so
well, I don't know. So you want to throw it out there? So,
yeah, I mean, if you get something, if it's good.
What's an Instapot cost?
You can get them for like, you know, $80.
It's not an impulse.
I mean, no, that's why I'm at.
You want to
close.
Know.
It's in my basket on Amazon.
Okay.
See?
All right. So if you have any Instapot advice for Brian, you can call 617-931-1057. Instapot. Okay. And my last one, we were watching Wheel last night, and I actually text Brian as soon as I heard this guy. You know, Pat Sajak?
Yes.
He goes around and he tries to get to know the players and their families. Here's the best all-time response, or is it?
Hello, Blair. Tom. Blair Davis, Cardiff, California. Own the trucking business, it says here.
The trucking business in San Diego.
Good for you. And talk about your family.
I've been trapped in a loveless marriage for the last 12 years to an old battle axe named Kim. She cursed my life with three stepchildren named Star, RJ, and Ryan, and I have one rotten grandson.
So,
all-time
best.
I know he's
best.
Trying to be funny.
Yeah.
But I would really be angry.
Would you be angry?
And though? I think I have a pretty good sense of humor.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't think that
would it make you feel better if you knew that Blair won $6,000 or
no.
so? He got
it's
all
a
the...
nice down payment on a new apartment.
Hey, make sure you watch. My husband's on Wheel of Fortune tonight.
That old battle axe.
Battle axe.
Can you believe it?
Battle axe.
Wow. I couldn't believe it. I text Brian and said, did you? Am I?
That's great.
And then it was trending everywhere.
No, I 100% think it's not hilarious.
But he did come back and say... Yeah, I love
just
the love of my life.
LOL.
That battle axe is the love of my life.
Oh, well, boy. There you poor have Kim. It.
That's cool. Yeah, cool. All right, so if you have an Instapot, I know, Brian, the phone's not ringing. Maybe it's not popular.
I guess it's not worth it. Brian.
So, yeah, if we don't get a call, we're going to hold hostage here. If we don't get a call at 617-931-1057, that means you're the only person with an Instapot. I don't know. But
or people
bucks.
Regret getting theirs. Yeah. They don't want to admit it.
Mired in regret.
Yes.
How's the battle axe feel about it? No.
Oh, my
no,
God.
No,
see?
I didn't know.
Oh,
see,
it's
no,
terrible.
It's, all righty.
This that was is Bob Bronson.
Well, the phone's ringing. Good luck.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
You know, I always love it when we ask the listeners for advice on something they've had experience with.
Yep.
Today's a great example. Brian's wanting to buy an Instapot because the neighbors all have it, right, Brian?
Yeah, seems like it's a thing to have.
Honestly, I've never
feed people.
Never heard of it. It's like a quick, what do we call it? You know, crock pot.
Yeah, like a slow cooker, but fast.
I like it.
Like if a crock pot and a pressure cooker had a baby.
Yes, it'd be Instapot.
A lot of different settings.
All right, Bob. Hey, Bob. It's Bob. How you doing? You doing good, Bob?
Hello.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, Bob. What are you?
Yep.
Yep. Yeah,
yeah. I say don't waste your money.
Why?
Because first of all, I bought one. I fell for the trap.
Yeah.
And they're difficult as hell to clean. You can't get them completely clean. They say they dishwasher safe. But then you get a film on it after you wash it. And after a while, you just, like he said, throw it in the pile with the, you know, the steam thing and, the bread maker and all the other stuff. You're just going to add it to the pile in your basement because you will get tired of it.
Yeah.
It's not as revolutionary as it sounds. You're better off just doing it old-fashioned. Just cook regular.
No, I don't want to cook regular, Bob. I'm tired of cooking regular.
No, you need your own show called Cook Regular.
Cook Regular.
with Bob.
Today, we're making steak and potatoes again.
Yeah, but it's a matter of, you know, when you start cooking it fresh, you're going to have to spice the hell out of it.
Yeah.
So use that Instapot.
I don't think Bob likes to cook.
Probably won't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, because when you do use a pressure cooker,
Bob,
you don't get as much flavor.
All right, let's say hi to Donna real quick. Donna, yay or nay on the Instapot?
Absolutely, yes.
Oh, okay. We've gotten a lot of yeses. Bob was the one.
He was the first. No.
He's the outlier.
Yeah.
And my family loves bland food.
Why do you like it? Why do you like it, Donna?
I like it because you come home after work and you really don't feel like cooking. It only takes 20 minutes to make a meatloaf or chicken wings come out awesome in it. Wow.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really quick and easy, and it's a little healthier. It doesn't sit in all the fat. Mm-hmm. I love it. I use it several times a week.
Well,
when I
what's for dinner tonight? I mean,
yeah. What are you going to make for tonight?
Yeah, for us.
That
meatloaf sounds good.
Tonight we have meetings, so we're not eating tonight.
No. Oh, all right. Yeah, you had us there for a while, Donna.
Sorry.
I'll make my own dinner.
Yeah. Well, there you have it. Most people say get it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I guess I have to order one.
Yeah.
I know one lady said they got them at Kohl's for like $40. Maybe I'll stop there on the way home.
And get some Kohl's cash.
Make some dinner. Good. All right.
How big's your basement?
Well, it's getting smaller because it's filled with kitchen appliances.
That's why. You can always end up down there. All right, let's get into some dirty laundry.
Okay.
LBF.
When the two nicest guys in Hollywood don't get along.
Ooh, it's weird.
It's so weird. This is the weirdest
fight ever.
Nice guy fight.
Yeah.
We don't get this. You wait till you hear who she's talking about.
Yeah, like I can't believe they don't get along.
It's scary. You know, maybe we can help.
All maybe. Right.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
LBF, what's up?
In case you missed it, Andy Cohen had Henry Winkler on Watch What Happens Live, which you should be watching on Bravo, by the way. It's excellent. And a woman called and asked a question about his relationship with Tom Hanks. And here's what happened.
Hey, Henry.
Hi.
What was the real reason why you and Tom Hanks didn't get along on the set of Turner and Hooch? And did you ever wind up seeing that movie?
Is that a thing?
What did you say?
I was directing that movie for 13 days.
No!
And then I was called into Jeff Katzenberg's office. And he said, do you have everything with you? Go home.
Whoa.
No. I got along great. Great with that dog.
Oh!
Hooch.
Now, can I just say, I have never met Tom Hanks, but I have met Henry Winkler. I sat with him because we were both on Fox 25, and so I was in this room alone with him.
Uh-huh.
And I cannot tell you how wonderful this man is, how nice he is, how genuine, I was just bowled over, and every time I see him in anything, I'm like 100% in for Henry Winkler.
So what's that say about Tom Hanks?
Tom Hanks is the most beloved man. I mean, Henry Winkler is literally one of the most beloved people in Hollywood.
American treasures.
And
they just didn't want to work together. I guess he didn't want to be directed by Henry. And
I guess that was it. I just wonder.
But they've never fixed the friendship.
No.
Jeez.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Tom Hanks just became Tom Hanks.
Right.
And apparently, I would be really upset to find out that either of them was not a nice person deep down. Whose side are you on? Do you think?
Henry Winkler is just so nice. I mean, and he's an Emerson grad, so that's good.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
so
now,
you know, now I mean,
now we're definitely on his side.
There you go,
Brian.
Boy, I don't know. I need to know more about this rift.
Yeah, he's not saying much.
Which
tells how nice he is because he's not, you know, being a jerk and gossiping.
Yeah, let me tell you what a jerk Tom Hanks
exactly.
was, right?
But he also knows that he's probably not going to get anywhere with that because everyone loves Tom Hanks. But
so
I just,
what's better, chocolate cake or brownies?
Right,
you know, I mean,
right.
really.
I'm just wondering, you know, ever
right?
what it must be like
so
to just like one of
so
the
hungry.
Most beloved people
right.
in the world.
Yeah,
so,
I wouldn't
there's
know.
That.
But anyway, okay let's
so
move
there's
it.
That. You can think about that today.
Yeah.
Henry Winkler versus Tom Hanks, Celebrity Smackdown.
I know who'd win the fight.
Yesterday, of course.
Come on.
Disney.
Yeah.
Disney Plus is coming to TVs near you, streaming near you, November 12th. But yesterday they spent 3 hours tweeting every movie and TV show coming to Disney on Twitter.
Whoa.
Rapid tweets. Every single one. It was insane.
Can I play? Can I tell you some of them are?
629 entries.
All right. See if you remember any of these guys. This is the top ones that they're going to be the forgotten Disney movies.
Oh, I saw some.
Darby O'Gill and the Little People.
Whoa.
Sean Connery.
That's a throwback.
How about the Ugly Dachshund?
Yes.
You remember that? I don't know.
I think I have the book.
How about this one? Who was in the computer who wore tennis shoes? Kurt Russell.
Well, yeah. Wow.
He was also in The Barefoot Executive. Remember that one?
No.
Nope.
That was a chimp.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, The Barefoot Executive.
Wow.
The Apple Dumpling.
Peter would have a field day with these.
Well, these are great.
Apple Dumpling Gang?
The Apple Dumpling Gang.
Oh, you know what?
Don Knotts.
Apparently, that's a very good one.
Yeah, those are good.
And the Shaggy D.A.
Oh, the Shaggy D.A. Everyone knows that. That's practically Cinderella.
Wait, the Shaggy D.A. was a remake of the Shaggy Dog.
Yeah.
Okay, you remember that? All right, fine, sorry, go.
So a lot of titles, and I think that I'm going to be roped into getting it.
Yeah. Does anybody remember The Million Dollar Duck from 1971?
No, me either.
Yeah.
It's as old as me.
Yep, there you go, The Million Dollar Duck.
As old as I don't know.
There's a lot of them in there. how about Fuzzbucket?
Really?
Yeah.
No, I don't know that
1986, Fuzzbucket.
I'm going to look that up. That looks fun.
Yeah. No, and The Cat from Outer Space. So, no, there's a bunch of
classic.
We are going to get a deep dive into Disney Plus because it's going to be fun. 629 titles, and you're going to be paying $12.99 a month for it. Sucker. Myself included.
And Kurt Russell thanks you very much for the residuals coming his way.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Oh, yeah. It's True Confession Tuesday. So today, the confession is this. Did you ever let somebody take the blame for something you did? We've already had so many calls we can't play on the radio.
I know.
Yeah. Thanks to somebody in the high school bathroom prank you pulled. That was too early for that one.
Too gross.
Too gross. All right, let's see.
Standards.
Let's start with Spence. You have a true confession?
Well, it's actually my brother should be confessing. He took out our brand new AquaSport 22-foot boat for a moonlight cruise, full moon, around this time of year, and he ran into a sandbar at low tide with his friends in the boat.
Yeah.
Everybody went overboard. They got back in the boat. They took it back and put it on the dock, our dock. And then I used the boat the next morning, and I took it out, and basically it sank out right out from underneath me.
Oh, my God.
Brand new AquaSport. And I got blamed for it.
Jeez.
And I didn't find out for 2 years that he had run into a sandbar.
Whose boat was it?
With my dad's, our family.
Okay.
Oh, man. Did you forget
him? Yeah, I got to sit at the kitchen table, and I was on the left-hand side of my dad, and everybody else gets to, like, have their say.
Jeez.
And my brother never said a thing.
Oh, my God.
But I found out 2 years later in a bar, one of the guys that was in the boat was talking.
Oh.
Oh, did you confront your brother?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He still owes me.
Does Dad know?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
I took the blame.
Okay.
You're nice.
That's nice.
All right, Spence.
That's a good one.
All right. Thanks. You guys have a great day.
Your brother should be calling. But
yeah, exactly.
Fine. Okay, thanks,
Spence. Well, he's probably not going to admit to it even this day.
No, not if Dad's listening. Okay, thanks, Spence. Bye. All right, Jeff, you have a true confession for us.
So when I was like 8 years old, I'm the second youngest of nine. So my slightly older brother than I used to share a bedroom. Well, he got caught going into my older brother's room, taking all his quarters out of his change drawer.
Mm-hmm.
So he tried to pin it on me. One weekend, you know, my parents come up to change our sheets and change our room around and everything like that. Well, they found a whole bunch of my older brother's centerfolds from his Playboys under my brother's mattress. I don't know how they got there.
Payback.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Jeff.
That's great. You're awesome. Take care.
So those are brothers, both stories. Brothers,
yeah.
Just being
brothers.
Well,
that's brothers. What you do. I think I blame my sister.
Are sisters like that?
Yep.
Yeah?
I've done some things for my sister that I cannot speak of.
Oh, you can't do a true confession?
No, I can't. She
How
knows
about for
about
an
it.
ROR t-shirt?
I'll take it to the grave, Bob.
That's it. All right, so we have time for a couple more true confessions.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
And it is True Confession Tuesday. You know what that means.
It's fun. People just
amazed.
They're interesting.
Just amazed, you know, that people will call. Most of them happened back in the day, you know.
Yeah, I mean, there's a time.
That happens. Brian, who's up first? Do we know?
We've got Renee with a true confession.
Renee, let's hear yours.
I do.
Let's hear it.
So when I was in college, my sister's boyfriend came over, and he had just bought a white Camaro.
Uh-oh.
And I had to spray paint the basketball pole in the driveway, and I didn't realize I was painting, spray painting with brown paint, and I didn't realize the wind was carrying the paint, and his white Camaro got brown paint specks on it.
Yeah.
And he worked construction, so he was trying to figure out, he's like, how did this get on my car? He's like, I'm trying to figure out where I would have gone that I would have gotten this on my car. And he thought that he got it on there from some construction site or some place where he was working. And I was just like sitting there dying inside because my mom knew and I knew, and I don't think my sister knew, but I was sitting there like, oh, I felt so bad, but he never knew.
But not bad enough.
You never told.
Wow.
No, I never told.
Does he have a radio?
he's in Tennessee now.
Oh, good. Good.
You're safe.
You're safe.
That's a good one.
Okay, bye. Bye-bye.
Hey, good morning, Kelly.
Good morning. How are you today?
We're good. Do you have a true confession?
I do.
All right, let's hear it.
So growing up, I lived in Maine, and we had a large piece of property, so we had a riding lawnmower. At the time, I was a teenager and didn't have a license, so I used to like to take it out and kind of cruise around in it.
Yeah.
So my little brother, he's like 8 years younger than I, really wanted to try to drive it. So I sat down on the floor and let him sit on the seat and use the steering wheel. So it was really hard to like reach the pedals.
Yeah.
So before I realized it, he was heading straight for the front porch and he nailed it and put a huge dent in the front of the tractor. I was like really having a nervous breakdown because I knew I was going to get killed.
How old were you?
So I pulled it into the garage like all the way in as far as I could and like angled it over towards my stepfather's parking space. And so I never said anything about it. And then, you know, I don't know, probably a couple of weeks later, my mom noticed that there was like a huge dent in it. She started freaking out. She's like, what happened to the tractor? And I said, oh, well, Steve came by to pick up his stuff out of the garage. So I don't know, you know, maybe he dropped something on it. And so
Kelly.
He took the blame for it, but it was okay because he was on his way out anyway.
That's awesome.
Kelly, how old were you? Sorry, at the time.
What's that?
How old were you?
I don't know, maybe 13.
Yeah. That's a good age.
Good age. I like it, Kelly.
That's awesome.
I think Kelly gets a ROR t-shirt this morning. That's a great story.
Great, thank you.
You got rid of the stepdad or the boyfriend, is that what it was?
It was my stepdad.
Yeah. He's gone.
See you, Steve.
See you, Steve.
Bye, Steve. He's been gone for a while now, yeah.
All right, Kelly, hang on.
Well, he should be gone. He ruined the tractor.
I know, Brown.
Steve.
Oh, God, that's a good one.
Go. That's there you go. So that's true confession, too.
A lot of them involved motors, whether or not it was a boat, a car, or a lawnmower.
You're right.
Yeah.
I didn't think of that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So it's always screwing up somebody's
motor. Ride.
Ride.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Don't mess with my ride. So the moral of the story is don't loan anybody
anything.
The keys to anything.
Keep your keys hidden.
There you go. That's True Confession Tuesday. Coming up, it's our Dirty Laundry LBF.
I want to talk about the nicest feud ever. The two nicest guys in Hollywood can't stand each other.
Crazy.
And I need to break that down.
Well, you're not going to believe who these two guys are, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you know the two nicest people in Hollywood, you won't. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Okay, that's coming up in 10.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 Seconds.
Yes, where Meg Anderson is our player today. Meg is from Lexington. She's a financial controller for an oil company. Go ahead, Meg. Tell us which company that is.
Hi, it's Arlex Oil in Lexington, but I live in Marlboro.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, it's almost the season for oil. I guess it is.
My heat's on.
The heat's on, right?
Yeah. It is.
You love this time of year, don't you, Meg?
Crank it up.
Absolutely.
All right. You ready to play Super Smart in 60 seconds?
Sure am.
All right, you know how it works. You get all 10 right, you win $1,000. If you're not sure, say pass. If we have time, LBF will come back to it, okay? Here we go.
What is Boston's professional basketball team named?
Celtics.
President Obama's wife's name is?
Michelle.
What character created by Hugh Lofton could talk to animals?
Pass.
For what 1997 film did Demi Moore shave her head?
Pass.
What does the M in MRI stand for?
Magnetic.
How high is the crossbar on a football goalpost?
Pass.
True or false, tin cans were invented in 1810, but can openers did not appear until 50 years later.
True.
What is the capital of North Carolina?
North Carolina. Pass.
What organ produces insulin?
Liver.
Who was the first U.S. president born in California?
Pass.
Which character created... you got through them all, but a lot of passes.
Yeah, you got four correct. Four. Yeah. All right, so what did we miss, LBF?
All right, the character created by Hugh Lofton could talk to animals. That's Dr. Doolittle.
You knew that.
Oh, of course I did.
Yeah,
for the 1997 film Demi Moore Shaved Her Head, that was G.I. Jane. How high is the crossbar on a football goal post? 10 feet.
On a goal post.
Goal post?
Yeah. Goal
Did
post.
I say that?
I think you said Gold Coast.
Well, the goal, I love the Gold Coast.
I know you do.
I don't like football. what's the capital of North Carolina? It's Raleigh.
Raleigh.
The organ that produces insulin is the pancreas, and the first U.S. president born in California, Bob Bronson, knew this because he's a history nerd.
Yeah.
Richard Nixon.
Tricky Dick.
Yes. So that. We learned stuff today, but you did a good job. You were confident. Just passed. It goes by quick.
Yeah. You know what?
It does. Today,
if anybody asks any questions, just say pass.
You know? Yes, exactly. I think that's a great idea, actually.
Yeah, just pass. But anyway, Meg, hey, thanks for playing, but nobody goes home empty-handed around here. How about a $100 gift card from Post 390? If you've never been there, don't worry. LBF will tell you all about
it. Yeah, it's really nice. It's right in it's right in Back Bay of Boston. It's got a huge fireplace, gorgeous bar, great food. I love it. Am
I
right?
Are you sold, Meg?
All right.
Yeah.
We'll go, LBF, and I will go.
All right, sounds good.
Wait, see now, come see, on. Ha
ha. Yeah. Yeah.
Pass.
Yeah. I know bars. You know history. What's better?
Pass. No, Meg.
Awesome.
You enjoy it, and it's a beautiful. Just like LBF said, Post 390, located Boston Back Bay, 406 Stewart Street. For more info, please visit 390restaurant.com. Meg, thank you for playing. Okay.
Great job.
Thanks.
Now, all right, you're welcome. So if you want to play Super Smart in 60 seconds, just go to WROR.com. Sign up there. We could be calling you.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson with LBF and Brian. 841. Going to be a lovely day. Sunny 62. 51 now in Boston. Well, this has gone viral all around the world, if you haven't heard it yet. And an Irish granddad, as they describe him, Shea Bradley, was recently buried. And at the grave, Shea had a little message, or had a little fun.
Yeah, putting the fun in funerals, that's what I say.
He definitely put the fun in funerals. Would you like to hear his little prank?
Sure.
All right, here's Shea, the Irish grandpa, punking his family for one last time. That's clapping.
Hello? 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 Let me out, the dog in here. Is that that priest I can hear?
In the coffin.
Hello? Hello? So I can hear you. Hello?
Hello? I just called to say goodbye.
Oh my God.
Hello, goodbye. I pray to say hello again. Hello. Oh my God.
Some Neil Diamond there.
That's clever. I like that.
Well, let me paint the picture. So that was at the cemetery. They were looking down.
Yeah, they're throwing the roses
casket,
in the casket.
And then you hear that
6
knock,
feet
knock.
Under.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That is a good
He's
joke. That's a way. That's a way to go out. That's a kicker. I like that.
Yeah. The officiant of the funeral did not look amused.
They didn't look amused.
No.
The widow didn't look amused either. She was all very grieving, as most widows would, I think.
Yeah.
I don't assume anything. Husbands die every day, Dolores.
Okay. Anyway. He said, let me out. Let me out. It's effing dark in here. He keeps that for about a minute. And then, of course, he breaks into Neil Diamond at the end. How fun is that? Fun guy.
And he
finally won people over. At first, they were
really
shocked.
Sad. I think that's the kind of best cry.
Yeah.
When you're crying and then somebody makes you laugh.
That's what he wanted to
and
do.
And it's like,
how cool
know.
Is that?
Yeah. Well, I like it. I like just, a sense of humor.
Just giving you some ideas
gone.
For down the road.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. You know now I'm going to begin my list.
I think you should do super smart at yours.
Just one last quiz, everybody.
Last quiz. And you passed. Oh, she passed again. Anywho, get it?
I get what you did there. I don't want to encourage you. I don't. I just.
Why not?
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
And we'll leave you with this today. Lay's Potato Chips is coming out with what might be the last chip.
No.
They should be done after this. Grilled cheese and tomato soup hits the stores next Monday. Grilled cheese, tomato soup, chips.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great way to inhale something without having to actually chew it or, you know, just very quickly. It takes a long time to eat soup and
plus,
a sandwich.
You can tell people that you had soup and grilled cheese for lunch.
Yeah,
and just
true.
Eat a bag of chips.
I feel like, wouldn't steak tips and mashed potatoes be a good one,
That'd be
too?
A nice chip. How about tuna and chicken noodle chips?
That sounds horrible.
What's wrong with you? Are you all right?
Glad you're not in food development.
Check your pulse. What's going on with you?
Let me think about that for a minute.
Having some sort of episode? That makes no sense.
What kind of sandwich, when you have chicken noodle soup, you have tuna sandwich.
Am I right? No. That's just the noodle.
Oh, that's just me?
The sandwich is in there already.
You just have saltines.
Yes.
Oh, wow. No, I always have tuna with chicken noodle. That'd be a hell of a chip.
I have tuna with french fries.
Tuna and French fried chip. That's not bad either.
I have tuna with pickles, and then I take a regular chip and I scoop it up and I put it in my mouth.
Yeah, you put the chip in the tuna.
And then I say, this is the best day ever.
Put them right on the sandwich?
Sometimes I put them on the sandwich.
Yeah.
I'm so hungry
by the end of this show. I don't know why.
Yeah, grilled cheese and tomato. No, but the grilled cheese and tomato soup is a true Lay's chip.
All right.
Just, you know, something to look forward to.
Maybe.
Or not. Okay. All right.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.